Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about pine bark beetles. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with John Kushla, Mississippi State University Extension Service Forestry Specialist. John, what are pine bark beetles?
These beetles bore through the bark of our pines and feed on the tissue beneath. There are five different species that attack our southern pines. These include the southern pine beetle. There are three species of engraver or Ips beetles and the black turpentine beetle. Most of these insects are smaller than a grain of rice.
Okay, so are bark beetles very damaging to our trees?
Yes and no. Most of the bark beetles will kill a few trees in a stand. However, the southern pine beetle, Dendroctonus frontalis, is very harmful. It is considered the most damaging forest pest in the southern United States, Mexico, and Central America. In the U.S. alone, it's probably killed $1 billion worth of timber since 1960.
Which pine species are most susceptible to this?
Most of our 2- and 3-needle pines in the southern United States, which include loblolly and shortleaf pines in the southeast, and ponderosa pine in the western United States. Our longleaf pine and slash pines are more resistant.
What makes our pine trees vulnerable?
Stressed trees actually smell different to the beetle, and that's how they can hone in their attack. Also, lightning-struck trees where resin flow is interrupted for a couple of weeks, drought conditions, and overly dense stands, that is, trying to grow too many trees on a given acre of land. It takes thousands of beetles to attack and kill a stressed tree, but they can do it in a matter of days.
How exactly do bark beetles kill a pine tree?
It's a 1-2 punch. When the adults bore through and lay their eggs under the bark, the larvae feed on the phloem tissue. This is transporting sugars downward to the roots, and their activity effectively girdles the tree. The beetles often carry a blue stain fungus, which doesn't affect the beetles, but the fungus, once it gets into the tree, will block the xylem tissue, which transports water upward from the roots, and so you get this 1-2 effect.
And what are the signs of infestation?
Stage 1, you get the appearance of what we call popcorn on trees, which is sap oozing from the boreholes trying to force the beetles out. Attacking females will produce a pheromone which attracts other beetles. Stage 2 are where the galleries are laid for the eggs, and these are made beneath the bark in what we call brood trees. And as these beetles feed, these trees fade in color from green to yellow. Stage 3, you're going to see emergence holes, which appear like shotgun holes through the bark, and the tree is going to be red-topped or completely bare of needles. Most spots are generally less than an acre and do not become self-sustaining. The southern pine beetle is unique among bark beetles because its spots can grow in size, and if the populations become high enough, the beetles can attack healthy trees.
Now, what can be done to protect pine forests from this?
Thinning is the best preventive action against all of our bark beetles. More light, nutrients, and water for the remaining trees makes them more healthy. Also, the greater air movement through a thin stand will disrupt the pheromones that the beetles are using to coordinate their attack. The increased distance between trees also lessens the chance of a new attack. Active southern pine beetle spots are controlled by cutting. If they're large enough, you can salvage them. You want to fell your stage 1 and 2 trees toward the spot center and leave your stage 3 trees standing for predators to inhabit that can eat the beetles. We also have a thinning cost share program available for some counties. Contact Mr. Butch Bailey at 601-794-0671 to see if your timber will qualify.
Give me a summary of what we've talked about today.
There are 5 beetle species that attack southern pines. The southern pine beetle is the most damaging. Thinning pine stands can prevent bark beetle attack, but once established, southern pine beetle spots must be actively controlled. The attacking beetle should be identified.
Today we've been speaking with John Kushla, forestry specialist. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.